Three BJP workers killed in terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Kulgam. They were travelling in a car when terrorists fired at them. Pakistan admits role in major terror attack. Pakistani minister says Pulwama terror attack was their achievement. He later tried to amend the statement. Delhi records minimum temperature of 12.5 degrees Celsius, lowest in October in 26 years, says the Met Department, even as the city records 5,739 COVID cases, highest daily spike ever. India's biggest car maker, Maruti Suzuki, reports profit in July to September period. Profit is up 1% compared to the same period last year. French President Emmanuel Macron on Thursday visited the Notre Dame Basilica in the Mediterranean city of Nice, where an armed attacker with a knife killed three people at the church on Thursday. News from Jammu and Kashmir, three BJP workers, including a youth leader, were killed on Thursday in a terrorist attack in Kulgam district of Jammu and Kashmir. They had been travelling in a car when the terrorist fired at them at Waikepura area. They were shifted to a nearby hospital for treatment where they were declared as brought dead. National Conference leader Umar Abdullah and PDP chief have condemned the attack. They both have tweeted and expressed their condolences. And moving on to the other big news, Pakistan's big admission to its role in a terror attack. Pakistani minister has told the country's legislature Pakistan was responsible for the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Pulwama last year, in which 40 paramilitary troopers were killed. He later tried to amend his statement.
के स्पीकर जनाब शाह महमूद कुरैशी साहब की टांगें कांप रही थी, कह रहे थे हिंदुस्तान हमला कर रहा है, हमने हिंदुस्तान को घुस के मारा है जनाब स्पीकर वहां पर। और पुलवामा में जो कामयाबी है, पुलवामा में जो हमारी कामयाबी है, वो इमरान खान की क्यादत में इस कौम की कामयाबी है। उसके हिस्सेदार आप भी सब है, उसके हिस्सेदार हम भी सब है।
After bragging about Pulwama, Pakistan Minister Fawad Chaudhry is now saying that he was misinterpreted. NDTV's Vishnu Som spoke with the Pakistani minister.
Fawad Saab, your statement in your assembly is an admission of Pakistan being a terrorist state. Is this true, that the Pakistani government sanctioned the Pulwama terror attack?
I think this is quite a dimwit question by you. My statement is very clear.
Question. I think your remarks in the Pakistani assembly, okay, right, are absolutely clear, sir.
Okay. So
don't shoot the messenger. Don't you dare. I'm asking you a question. Please answer it directly, sir.
Okay. You have made a question, and if you want my input, you have to, shut up for a while so you can listen what I'm saying. So my answer is that it's a very dimwit question. No. My statement was very clear. It was about the Operation Swift Resort that we undertook after India dared to enter into Pakistan territory on Balakot, and we did it retaliated. And we shot down your two planes.
That's a lie. Where is the second plane that you shot
then
down?
We arrested your pilot, and then you guys were on your knees.
Nobody was on their knees.
Now news from Delhi. Delhi recorded its highest daily cases ever in the last 24 hours with 5,739 new COVID cases. Second consecutive day that Delhi recorded over 5,000 cases, and Delhi had recorded its second highest cases yesterday at 5,673. Now the total cases now stands at 3,75,753. This even as the temperature in the national capital hit record low for the season. And this is according to the Met Department. The national capital recorded a minimum temperature of 12.5 degrees Celsius on Thursday, which is the lowest in October in 26 years.